Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal and tell a friend so my dog will finally respect me. Today, we are talking with Jermaine from, where is his company? Son of a gun. I should know that. It's literally on my notes. It says, today we're talking with Jermaine from company name. So so I'm going to let Jermaine tell you his company name since I apparently don't have it. He's a father of two young men, 2 and 6, as well as a guardian of his cousin after his auntie passed. He started his company because he enjoyed working in the cleaning industry and has a passion for business ownership. The excitement of creating something from the ground up is a priceless opportunity and a rewarding sensation for Jermaine. That said, I'm fired up to talk to this guy. If you want to reach out and talk to him, you can get a hold of him at www.mymywjs. I'm guessing his company name's in there somewhere. www.mywjs.com. Jermaine, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. I'm Jermaine. I'm from Wells Janitorial Services.
Oh, that makes so much more sense than what I said. So, Cleaning Nation, if you ever wonder, like, is this all edited and staged and whatever? Now you know it's not. We just go and have some fun, and you guys are welcome for the ride, man. All right, Jermaine, I would love, before we jump into getting into some coaching and helping you grow your company, tell me a little bit about your story. First of all, that's so cool that you've got. Congratulations on two sons and apparently a cousin. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So I do have two young little boys, one, 2, and the other one is 6. And then I had taken guardianship of my cousin, Devontae. He's about 15 years old this past 18th of November. My auntie, his mother, had passed a couple years back, and he really didn't have a solid foundation, didn't have a real place to go for himself and his sister. So I stepped up to the plate and just decided to, you know, be that support system for him, be the shelter he needs. And I just went from there and just said, I'm just going to take him under my wing and do whatever I can to raise him like he's my own child. So, I mean, I pretty much raised him since he was a child anyway, so it's not going to be too difficult.
Well, but, I could totally feel you, man. I've got a 17-year-old boy. We just adopted he's 2 months old now, so I absolutely get that. And to be totally honest, that is why I do this. I love entrepreneurship. I love cleaning companies. I love being able to help people that, like, it's not just the people, but, like, you're affecting these three young men's lives and probably a lot of other people. So I'm excited to be able to give you some stuff that you can pass on and learn and grow, not just for you, but for the next generation. So congratulations, man. That's really cool. I liked you before. Now I really like you.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right, man. That said, how can I help you today? What's the one thing on your business that we can get you sorted out in the next couple minutes here on Grow My Cleaning Company?
So I'm looking to move forward more with the commercial work directly. Right now I get subcontract work, but at the end of the day, they don't do anything more different than I can do. They just have more knowledge than I have as far as how to go out there and bid correctly and actually be it appropriately to actually get the winning bid. So that's what I really want to learn as far as how to go out there and, you know, create those winning bids so I can get more direct commercial work.
All right. That is, first of all, thank you for bringing that up, because that is such a great point. And I think a lot of Cleaning Nation out there is interested in, hey, I'm making okay money, but I'm a subcontractor and I got to give a big cut. And you look at, man, look at how much work I do. I give a third of it or, you know, whatever to those guys. And they didn't, I'm doing the air quotes. They didn't do any work. I'm doing all the work. They get all the money. So that's a great question. Super happy to help you with that, because I think Cleaning Nation out there's got that same question. All right. So I've answered a couple times. You'll hear other similar things in other episodes, but this is so important. I want to make sure we hit it again. So Jermaine, the first thing I would coach you to do, the biggest rookie mistake that I see customers making, and it almost is not, it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense. It's the opposite of how it seems. Most guys or gals that are trying to make that transition to their first customer, whether it's their first customer ever or moving from subcontract to contract, think, well, I'm just going to do as much as possible, right? I want to make sure I've got as big of opportunity. So I'll do commercial, I'll do residential, I'll do big companies, I'll do little companies, I'll do restaurants, I'll do, it doesn't matter. If you've got money and you'll let me come in and mop up, then we got a deal.
Yep.
And the logic is I want as many opportunities as possible to get work, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the reality is it's actually exactly the opposite, especially when you're starting, okay? So if you go out there and your message to the world is, I got a mop bucket and a backpack vacuum, and you got money, let's work something out.
Exactly.
The problem is that's compelling to you, right? Because you want that money, not super compelling to them. From their perspective, it's, yeah, okay, you and whatever, who cares? So what you want to do is change that message to, first of all, find the type of customer that'll best in. Again, there's a lot of foundational stuff we're skipping through, so I'll just give you a quickie. The first thing you want to do is really understand your mission, your vision, your value. So your mission, your vision is, where do I want to be? Do I just want to make, you know, 50, 60 grand a year working for myself? That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but you need to know that. Do I want to make a couple $100,000 a year but have 10 or 15 or 20 employees working? Do I want a $1 million business that I can pass on to my family? None of those are right or wrong, but they're very different, right? And each one's going to take a totally different approach. So step one, figure out where you want to be. And the good thing is I could help coach you through that, but it might be really boring. You could do that with, you know, friends, family, whatever. So the first thing is figure out really a year from now and 10 years from now, where do you want to be, right? Exactly. Second of all, then you kind of pick your customer that will best. Oh, okay. So that's the vision. And I'm giving you a lot, but it's also important. You got to get your values. The values are going to be the rules that you play by to get there. So for my businesses, for the last 10 years, I've always had the same core values, no matter what business I've had, because they're my personal values. Have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So that's, and all my employees, you can ask an employee from 8 years ago what our core values were. They'd say, be real, have fun, make money, help out. They just knew them. So once you know your values, what's important to you, and like for you with your cousin, it sounds like, hey, family might be a core value. Stepping up and doing the right thing might be a core value. You know, whatever's super important to you. So once you get your core values, then you pick the and your vision, so you know where you're going to get and the rules that you're going to play by. The core values are the rules that you're going to play by to get there. The vision is where you're going to go. Once you got those things, now you're equipped and ready to pick a customer that's going to get you those core values quickest, right? Exactly. So if you want to do a $1 million business, maybe residential is not the way to go. It's possible, but man, it's hard to do that $200 at a time, right? It's a lot easier to do it $5,000 at a time. You're saying, hey, I just want to make $3,000 or $4,000 and I'll do all the cleaning myself. Well, then residential might be great. And again, I'm not judging, you know, no right or wrong. These are your vision, your mission, right? Just if you said your values, family, I'm not like wrong. There's no wrong. It's your core values, man.
Right.
So the key is to really identify where you're going to go, the rules you're going to play by to get there, and then pick a very small niche. Okay. So, and just, I'm telling you, and I know that there's Clean Nation out there shaking their fist at me going, but if I eliminate all those opportunities, what about, you know, if I just pick medical practices, now I can't take anybody else, right? No. Don't be fooled. A lot of people think that, like, oh, I'm giving up all this opportunity. You're really, really not, because you can really focus on medical facilities. And say you're like, hey, I want to be a $1 million business, but in my community or my town, there's only 50,000 people. There's only, you know, certain, say, restaurants is what you want to do. There's not enough restaurants to do that. Well, A, pick a different niche, right? Or B, say, this is just for my step one. I'm not going to go from zero to a million. I'm going to go from zero to 200,000 to 500. You know, it's a process. And if they can get me from zero to 200,000, well, that 200,000, now I've got a foundation to go to 500 and a million. So even if who you pick can't get you all the way, as long as they can get you on a good first step, that's fine. Okay, so that's all the stuff you're like, yeah, you haven't told me one thing about how to get a customer yet. So we went real quick over about a month's worth of content, but again, I want to make sure I answer your question best I can. So once you do all that stuff, and it'll take a while, right? It's easy for me to say real quick, but it'll take a while for you to work out. Then you go to those customers and ask a bunch of questions. And those questions should be stuff like, what's important to you? Why? How does your facility have to do with your dreams, right? Because if you go into let's use restaurants, just because everybody's kind of familiar with restaurants. You go into a restaurant owner and go, what's your dream? He's not going to go, my dream is to walk into a really clean, clean restaurant with green products and have him. They don't give two craps about that, man. He cares about the same stuff you do. I want more customers. I want happier customers. I want customers not to be pissed off, right? So you're going to go talk to a lot of restaurants and go, what's really important to you? Not about your facility. I don't care about that right now. Just you personally. And find out who does the hiring. If it's a manager, the manager is going to have different things important to him than the owner. So if the owner's always making the decision, then you got to find out what's important to the owner. If the owner's never around, it's always some general manager, then you got to find out what's important to him. And they're different, right? The owner might be like, I want more customers, more profit. The general manager might be, I just want employees to show up and not, stop giving me, I don't want to get fired, right? He's got a totally different gig. So find out who that guy or gal is and just know his pain better than he knows it. So you can describe in your marketing message, which we're going to get to, you could describe that. So when he reads it, he's like, oh my God, this guy's been recording me in my home when I sleep. Like, how does he know all this stuff? That's when you got it right, okay? So a lot of my clients, when they first come, are similar to you. Like, what do I do? Do I do flyers? Do I do magazine ad, SEO, direct mail? Do I do Facebook ads, pay-per-click? There's 100 things you can do. And they want to go, what do I do? And I go, I don't know. What do you want? What are you trying to go to? And once they get their mission and their vision, I say, well, who do you want to serve? Who's going to serve? Who are you going to serve to get there? Well, I want to serve restaurant people. Well, where do restaurant people hang out? If they're not on the internet, search engine optimization ain't going to do you any good. If they're not on Facebook, Facebook ads aren't going to do you any good. So the trick is you got to lay that foundation first. A lot of guys just go, tell me what to do. Well, I don't know where you want to go, brother. Like the, one of my favorite, it's in a book I wrote. I put this quote from Lewis Carroll, the Alice in Wonderland. She goes up to the Cheshire Cat and goes, he's standing at a crossroads. She says, which way should I go? And he goes, where do you want to go? And she goes, it does, you know, I don't really know. And he said, well, then it doesn't matter what road you take. You know, go the way you want. So really the foundation, which isn't exciting, right? The exciting answer is, and all these guys will try and sell you crap and go, give me $1,000 and I'll teach you how to be a millionaire on writing blogs. Or give me $5,000 and I'll teach you how to be a millionaire doing this or that. Yeah. Those are just tools, right? So you can't, don't go to me or any other coach going, hey, which tool do I come out of the box? I'm like, well, what are you trying to build? I don't know. Well, then grab any tool you want, man. It don't make any difference. So the key to that operation, I'll give you a quick sum up, and then I'll let you ask any other follow-up questions, then we'll get to the lightning round, is know your goals, know the rules that you're going to play to get there, your core values, find the customer that will best serve your goals, right? If you need, you know, if it's commercial, if it's residential, big accounts, little accounts. And again, maybe if you've got, like you have a bunch of buddies that own, that are doctors and own medical practices, well, that's something to know, right? Use that. So find out who your best thing is, and then ask them 1,000 questions, until you're to the point where you can describe their pain better than they can. Because I promise, you don't even have to explain how you can serve it. All your competitors are going to be out there going, we're green, we're this, we do that, come buy from us, let me tell you about me. You're going to be the only one going, I'm not important, man, let's talk about you. And let me tell you about your pain. You're going to say it in such a way they go, oh my, this guy knows me, he gets me. And you don't even have to say, I can solve that pain. Just by describing it so well, they're going to go, Jermaine gets me. This guy knows what I'm going through, and they're already just going to assume that you can fix their pain. Okay. So that I've done this. I can see Jermaine on Skype. You guys can't see him. He's got a big smile. It's making me smile. So that's the trick. The key really is get your ideal client, get your messaging so you can describe his or her pain better than he can describe it himself or she can describe it herself, and then find out where they're at. Right. I can't tell you to do magazines unless your target client is in magazines.
Right.
So once you find out where they're at, give them the message that you about their pain, where they're at, and it's very, very hard for you to lose doing that. So I gave you a 4-year marketing course in 12 minutes and 50 seconds. Any questions that I could answer for you? Anything else you need before we move on to lightning round, brother?
No, I actually pretty much understand exactly what you were saying. It was letting me know that. So yeah, I'm good on that.
Okay, perfect. All right, brother. So first of all, hopefully that was helpful. And again, I know it's kind of sounds like we spent 90% of our time not talking about the marketing, but really that's the important stuff. And I have so many customers and guests on the show like, oh, I did a bunch of direct mail and it didn't work. Or I did a bunch of door hangers. It didn't work. And I did a bunch of canvassing. It didn't work. And I say, well, what was your unique selling proposition? They go, what? I said, well, what message did you give to them that was about them? Well, I told them how we use green things and we, and they used the word we about 19 times. I said, what did you talk about them? They go, oh, we didn't mention them at all. That's why it didn't work. Okay. I'm officially, you can't see me, but I'm officially stepping off my soapbox. So thank you for letting me yell and scream and be crazy for a little bit. All right, let's hit the lightning round, man. You, first of all, that was a great question. Hopefully that brought a lot of value to you and to Cleaner Nation. Lightning round, I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
It's actually a combination of things. Some of the stuff that you just said right now really resonated with me, especially with the unique aspect of what you're marketing to. That is actually very true. Because when I think about my own marketing, I think, did I market to capture their attention, or did I market to just tell them about all about me and my services? So that's actually something that was really great to actually hear right now. And then just other stuff from people, you know, just, you know, trying to keep me to keep my faith up as far as not quitting, not, you know, feeling deterred from, you know, just wanting to walk away from everything and really knowing if I'm doing this for, if I'm passionate about what I'm doing, am I just doing this just to make a dollar? So I had to really step back and think, like, am I doing this because I'm passionate about it, really? Or am I just trying to make a quick dollar and just move on to the next thing? And I found that I'm actually passionate about doing this. That's why I haven't gave up yet.
Well, that's awesome. That sounds like you've done some of the work I talked about with the core values and the mission. Like, you know, this is really what I want to do. I'm not just trying to make a buck here. I'm passionate about it. That's you really, that's you're far ahead of a lot of people I talk to. So congratulations on that piece of it. All right, here's a fun one. What is the biggest mistake you've ever made that you're willing to share in the cleaning business? Share a story, friend.
Advertising. Advertising has been one of my biggest mistakes because I have had a lot of advertisers that claim, you know, come to me through emails or phone calls, promising me, you know, they can get me first page on Google on this campaign, on this campaign. And in actuality, I spent a lot of money that I shouldn't have spent had I just did a little bit more research on my own and just really, you know, stuck to, you know, making that unique statement like you mentioned earlier. Now that I know this now, that's something I can move forward with going forward to, you know, better market my company myself. Because, I mean, you spend a lot of money on marketing dollars. And if you're not spending it correctly and, you know, their goal, they say, is to help you grow your company, but they don't really give you any real pointers on how to really grow, and they don't really know your market. The cleaning industry is not like every other industry. It's unique. So you need people who understand that unique type of marketing. And unfortunately, and I don't want to put anybody on blast in particular, but this one is a top dog in the marketing industry, but they really brought me no value. And partly is my fault because I should have known what to look for, or I should have been better educated on how to, you know, capture the audience that I want to capture. So you live, you learn, and you hopefully you build upon that and improve yourself. So.
Well, and congratulations, by the way, because I never want to present myself as like, oh yeah, I came out of the womb. I knew all this crap, but I've never made a mistake. The reason I know all this stuff is you made a mistake, I made 10. I promise you, you spent $10,000 on marketing to get me back. I spent 100.
Like,
so congratulations. And that's, and I found after doing this for 20 years, that's the right attitude of I screwed up, right? Because a lot of guys could just go, that marketing guy, he screwed me. He lied to me. He sold me something that was no good. And maybe you feel better, but you haven't learned anything, right? The way I look at it is you just paid a tuition for college to learn about some marketing. You might as well get that education out, right? You know better. And you're doing the right thing. You're on a show like this. You're trying to learn. So congratulations on, just like you said, pushing forward, not giving up, not, you know, sitting and crying, going, you know what? I made a mistake. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to do better next time. That's what successful people do, my friend. All right. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that. I think a lot of Cleaning Nation out here, make sure to go check out Jermaine's show notes page. And if I think we're going to have a open blog where you can make a comment, give Jermaine some encouragement. Tell him, I've been there, Jermaine. I've wasted money too. this should really be a community. So make sure you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, chirp in, and, you know, just let us share that stuff. That's what this community is all about. Okay. Last question, my friend. What is the number one most actionable item? Here's a chance for you to give back and give a little coaching in Cleaning Nation that owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today that'll really improve their lives or their business.
I would just pretty much just let them know if they really are trying to do this because they're really trying to make this a business for themselves, not just another way of just bringing in some extra money, that they really just stick with it and, you know, they learn as much as they can and really try and dominate, you know, the particular field that they're trying to go into with the cleaning industry. And like you said earlier, there's so many different avenues you could take with the cleaning industry and so many different type of building and type of facilities you can market to. You really need to streamline what you really want. And that's what I'm learning. I'm learning to streamline what I want, because when I started out, I did residential, I did commercial, I did restaurants, I did food trucks. I mean, I did everything under the sun that you can possibly do, but I really didn't have a niche as far as what I really was going to specialize. I became the jack of all, but the master of none. Yep. So that's the only thing I can give them as far as advice. Just, you know, stick to what they really want to do. Make sure that this is something they want to do, because it gets tough at times. And if you're not passionate about doing this, you will fall by the wayside. And that's a horrible thing to do. We invest so much money and time into this, you don't want to just have all that be squandered because you really didn't want to do this.
I could not agree more. No matter what, if you're going to be a business owner, you will get kicked in the teeth and it will happen over and over. So if you're doing something you love, you can get back up and do it. But if you don't even love it to start and then you start getting kicked in the teeth, I don't want to say you don't have a chance, but that's a bad situation to be in. So I couldn't agree more. Listen to Jermaine. Pick something you're passionate about. If you love this business and you're fired up, educate yourself. Do what you need to do to become the business owner you want to be. If you're not fired up, that's okay. No hard feelings. Go make money in a way that you're really excited about. All right, Jermaine, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. Genius or Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Jermaine's show notes page and discover all you need to know to grow your cleaning company, like I said, go check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.